Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, don't you just love this program?
Yes.
We love meeting with you and talking with you and our community and building relationship. Like I said, always we love to hear from you. You know, you see how to talk to us below, call us, write to us. We want to hear. It's us together walking. It's like a tribe. It's like the VFNKB tribe. You know, and God does all these. God has different rivers, different streams, different tribes. And it's like you got to get connected to your tribe. And think about this. We talk about the seven mountain strategy, right? We talk about VFNKB, kingdom businesses, kingdom coming. And one specific one is the business mountain, the economy, economics. And John, the economy is shifting. And a lot of people don't know it, but the young people know it. The young generation, they know it. They're excited about it. They're trying to figure out a way to be able to do it. But all America is about to be doing at least 50% by 2020, they're saying. But 53 million people are doing this. What is it? It's called freelancing. They're doing their regular job, but they're freelancing on the side. And some reports are they're making twice the average salary.
That's amazing.
By being able to do that. Let's listen right now. This is Fox News talking about what's happening in our economy.
Tonight, a look at a segment of the workforce that seldom gets much attention but has a big impact. Deirdre Bolton of Fox Business Network reports on freelancers.
Every month, the Department of Labor releases jobs data. As of 2017, the unemployment rate is holding steady at a 17-year low of 4.1%. American employers hired more people than they fired, extending the longest ever stretch of job growth on record. In these statistics, there is one big group hiding in plain sight: freelancers. The government has difficulty in counting exactly how many flexible workers participate in the U.S. economy, because with their entrepreneurial spirit, some also have full-time jobs or part-time jobs, it makes them difficult to categorize. Where government figures are cloudy, private companies make them clear.
The workforce has become really flexible. More and more employees out there want to be working freelance. Right now, estimates are about 53 million Americans are working freelance right now. That's 34% of the American workforce. And projections are that half of all Americans could be working freelance by the end of the decade.
Another private study conducted by Edelman Intelligence shows that the freelance American workforce is contributing $1.4 trillion to the U.S. economy, an increase of almost 30% since last year. Companies such as WeWork have built an entire business model catering to the freelance economy. The third largest startup in the U.S. has a valuation of $20 billion. It rents office space on demand. Entrepreneurial workers can rent space for $45 a month. Workers have furniture, snacks, a fridge, a coffee machine, and a sense of community that some freelance workers occasionally want. In-demand freelance skills, such as computer programming or language translation, can make at least double the national average salary of $50,000 a year, but they must also save for their own retirement and pay for their own health care benefits. Most readily accept these risks.
Working for another company, especially in this economy, is even more risky because you're dispensable. They can get rid of you whenever they want. When you're an entrepreneur, you create your own destiny.
What is clear? The concept of stability is being redefined.
What is really clear? The concept of stability is being redefined. And we've been talking about that. This is so important. It's shifting. It's not go get a four-year degree and you're going to learn everything you need to do to be able to work at Chrysler for the next 45 years or something.
Those days are over. Because work for the watch, right?
But by the fact that you actually began to afford a four-year degree, I believe by your second year, everything has changed by your second year.
That's right.
This is going to be, you have to be constantly in the learning curve. But it's exciting. It's a new way that's happening. People always, you know, have difficulty and move shifting into the new way of doing things. But understand this, that you got to shift. If you don't shift, then you don't eat, you don't function, you're not making money.
Multiple streams of income.
Yes.
You're more in control and you're charting your destiny instead of waiting, like the guy said. You don't know if that company's going to be around or if you're going to be around.
And he's talking about 53 million people right now in America. Workers work freelance, or you may call it gigging. A lot of people say, I'm doing this gig and doing that gig. You know, Fiverr has gigs. All these people have gigs, you know. It used to be just gigs with some a singer would do.
Yeah.
But now people are doing gigs everywhere. Well, that's freelancing what they're talking about. What's 34% of the American workforce is what he's saying. But how does this, you know, you're working out of your house, you're working out of a small office somewhere, and you're doing some major things because of technology, but people get tired of that. And as a matter of fact, WeWork is an organization worth billions of dollars now because they understood this shift, and they're moving, and the fact that it's worth $20 billion, I believe, John, they'll talk about it. It's called WeWork, and you heard a little bit of it mentioned right there. But watch what happens. All these people that you're going to see at WeWork, they're all individuals working for different, for themselves, but yet they're coming together in community. And we'll be talking about the We Generation in a little bit on this program. So understand, that's what we're talking about. The We Generation wants to work together, but yet they want to be in a way to run after their own dreams and what's taking place. But take a look at, this is called WeWork, and look at the new concept. This is the new emerging economy and what it looks like. Take a look.
I think it's really hard when you're starting out to follow your dreams. I think it's really, really hard. We started in our living room, essentially. And I think what's appealing about WeWork for us as a company is that it makes your life extremely easy.
The first day of building a business is a big day because that's the day when the full dreams come into play. But then the second day, reality kicks in. Where's my office? Who's my internet provider? How am I going to pay for electricity? Where am I going to get sales from? At WeWork, we really strive to help you as much as we can. Focus on doing what you love. Create your life's work and let us take care of the rest.
When we first started out at WeWork, we were 10 people and crammed into a teeny office, and now we're 30 people spread out across two beautiful offices. Then on top of that, you have all of the common shared space, right? So you have kitchens and booths and phone booths and conference rooms, and a big part of the team has really taken advantage of the fact that it's such a community. The ecosystem has provided a really great place for our team to grow.
We're a community company. We're a company that is looking to create opportunities for people to connect. That happens in our physical spaces. The vibe that we create, the energy that our members create, is something that you feel when you walk in. When we see our members inside of this environment, we're inspired to help them. It's all in service to this bigger picture of how do we make people happy? How do we get people to be engaged with their life?
WeWork is the office space of tomorrow. The future is about light, innovation, creativity. It's going from me to we. We give you space that will inspire you, uplift you, and help you innovate the products of tomorrow.
This is the workplace of tomorrow. This is where it's going. You're looking at probably millions of dollars that are being moved in this $20 billion industry there that's taking place. And that one company is valued at that. But I want to say this, you know, that maybe you've been struggling with it. Maybe you feel odd because you've been freelancing. You're thinking, I need to go do something regular, but you're making possibly twice as much as you'd be working. And they talk about this. They say, you know, well, you'll have to buy your own health insurance. And it's like, am I not intelligent enough to actually?
Hello. But write the check.
Yeah, write the check. You know,
write the check.
Every business owner's got to do that. Don't think, you know, that you know.
Well, that's the whole thing. Going from being a mindset of being dependent and waiting. Yes. I need those benefits as opposed to entrepreneurial.
Yeah, and the thing about it is when you are a supervisor, when you own your own business, you're a freelancer like this. When God tells you to do something, you're able to move quickly. Mm. But if you're sitting, and it's not a problem at all, you know, wherever you're working, God's going to bless you in that particular
Absolutely.
Mountain. But you're going to have to listen to what they're saying about what you need to do. That's
Follow
the reason
their
why
their vision. That's why they're paying you.
And you need to do that. You need to support them in their vision. So understand, so very, very important. So we want to hear from you. You know, comment below, talk to us, call us, email us, let us know. You know, this is a community. We're moving from me to we, the VFNKB tribe. We're moving together as one, and specifically.
So let us know about your gigging. What are you doing to freelance and how you things that you've learned and what you can share? Because we're all learning together.
Yeah, and you might have a place that some of the tribe, which is all around the world, won't be able to come and hang out and do their business there. Maybe you have your own channel. Maybe you have your own virtual business. Maybe you have your own so many different types of businesses. That's what we do at VFNKB, is to empower you and encourage you to be able to do it and give you wisdom and ideas. So make sure you connect. Go to vfnkb.com and sign up for one of the upcoming webinars. We have so many things available to help empower you because we're moving from me to we.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.